Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into Lisa Randall's Dark Matter and the Dinosaurs. Sophie, I have to ask, did you ever think dark matter could be responsible for killing off the dinosaurs?
Hi there, Sam. Honestly, no. It sounds like science fiction, but Randall makes a surprisingly rigorous case. And that's exactly what makes the book so thrilling. It connects the biggest mystery in physics to the most famous extinction event, and it all starts with a simple question. What if the universe isn't just a backdrop?
Right. She begins by reminding us that we tend to see the cosmos as a distant, silent stage. But what if the invisible stuff, the dark matter that makes up 85% of all matter, actually reaches down and shapes life on Earth?
Exactly. And the first thing we need to understand is what dark matter even is. We know it exists because of its gravity. It holds galaxies together, but we can't see it. It doesn't emit or absorb light. It's like a ghost that only tugs on things.
So for decades, physicists assumed dark matter was a smooth, spherical halo around our galaxy. But Randall suggests something much weirder. She says some dark matter particles might interact with each other, cool down, and settle into a thin disk right in the plane of the Milky Way.
And that's the key. This dark matter disk would be incredibly dense, and our solar system bobs up and down through the galactic plane every 30 million years or so. So every 30 million years, we pass right through this hidden disk.
Now here's where it gets wild. The asteroid that killed the dinosaurs hit 66 million years ago. And there's a controversial idea that mass extinctions might follow a 30 million year cycle. Randall asks, what if that cycle isn't random? What if the dark matter disk is the trigger?
Her hypothesis is that when we pass through the disk, its gravity disturbs the Oort cloud, a vast shell of icy bodies at the edge of our solar system. The nudge sends a shower of comets hurtling inward, and some of them eventually hit Earth.
So the dinosaur-killing asteroid wasn't a random accident. It was part of a comet shower caused by our solar system's last ride through the dark matter disk. That's a mind-blowing connection, isn't it?
It really is. And Randall is careful to call it a hypothesis, not a proven fact. But she shows how every link in the chain is testable. If the disk exists, we should see its gravitational effects on stars and satellites. It gives us a new reason to search for dark matter in a specific way.
What I loved is that the book isn't just about this one idea. It's a tour of particle physics, geology, and evolution. She explains how the Large Hadron Collider works, how impact craters form, and how the same laws of physics govern everything from quarks to galaxies.
Yes, it's a masterclass in how science connects disciplines. And it completely shifts your perspective. You start to realize that the Earth isn't isolated. The very structure of our galaxy, the invisible dark matter, has shaped the history of life. We exist because a clump of dark matter nudged a comet 66 million years ago.
That's the takeaway for me. We're not separate from the cosmos. We're embedded in it. The next time I look up at the stars, I'll think about that hidden disk and the gentle push that changed everything.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
Dark Matter and the Dinosaurs is a reminder that the most incredible stories are often the ones written in the invisible fabric of the universe.
We'll see you in the next one.